First case for argument, Turangan versus Mukasey, Ms. Thai.
Good morning, Your Honors. I'm Claire Thai, attorney for the appellant, Adrian Turangan. Mr. Turangan filed a petition for review with this court after the Board of Immigration Appeals denied Mr. Turangan's administrative appeal from the immigration court. At the present time, Mr. Turangan has been administratively removed to Indonesia pending the decision on Mr. Turangan's petition for review.
Could you speak a little louder, Ms. Thai? I'm having trouble hearing.
Okay. Mr. Turangan filed an asylum application with the United States Citizenship and Nationality in a naturalization agency within a few months after his arrival to the United States. His petition has been denied, and he has been forwarded to the immigration court, and this petition is following his denial. Mr. Turangan, more than anybody else, should have be granted asylum. Mr. Turangan is a Christian from Indonesia, from the Protestant faith. His father was a pastor, and actually his father died after being robbed by a Muslim man. He has been raised and grew up in a Christian faith, so more than anybody else, Mr. Turangan always been extremely Christian and extremely active with his church in Indonesia. Not only he practiced his faith, but he has also joined the only Christian political party, PDI, in Indonesia, and has been actively, and I believe still actively when he was here in the United States, helping promote democracy in Indonesia. Mr. Turangan decided...
Is the civil war in Algeria over now?
This is Indonesia.
Oh, I'm sorry. Was I looking at the wrong?
Yes, the second.
Well, actually, there is several civil wars.
I confused you. I was looking at the wrong case. Look in the next case. Sorry.
Well, I can talk about civil wars in Indonesia because there is some.
I'm sorry, forget Algeria. But about Indonesia, though, we have this recent case, Kaharudin, mm-hmm. saying that there is no systematic persecution of Christians of Chinese descent in Indonesia.
Well, the administrative records that have a lot of newspaper clips and, shows the opposite, that the riot in 1998 was primarily targeting Christians and especially Chinese, because Chinese physically can be recognized by the indigenous. People are fairer, and they can be identified physically. And during the 1998 riot, the mobs were targeting Christians.
I know, but that's 10 years ago.
Actually, Indonesia, each time there is an election, I won't say automatically, but it always come up with civil uprise, and it's the election does not go well, and usually the Christians and especially the Chinese ethnic will be the target of the violence of the mobs, and the next election will be July 2009, next year,
When these mobs do whatever they do, do the police intervene and try to bring order and that sort of thing?
Well, so far in the Indonesian history, the government has never shown any success in handling violent mobs.
Well, they try. I mean,
they try.
I mean, when you have these mob scenes and different people doing things, it's really, it's not good. It's obviously, everyone's subjected to it, but it isn't the government that's carrying it out, is it?
Well, the way the government works in Indonesia is very much based on corruptions. And actually, if a private person pay the police to take care of them, they will do the job. But if you do not pay them, likely they will not do it. So
you had to pay for protection then?
Yes. Mr. Torangan also always been extremely active politically, and he belongs to the PDI, which is a Christian political party. And even when Mr. Torangan was here in the United States, he was still active with the party, but being active here in the United States. So this is why I believe more than anybody else, Mr. Torangan should have been granted asylum, because not only because of his Christian background, but also of his political opinion. And as mentioned actually in my brief, Mr. Torangan decided to definitively leave Indonesia and come to the United States after a bomb exploded in the PDI headquarters. This is where he realized that his political activity might not be as safe as he thought it could be. So he decided to move definitively while in the United States.
Now, I understand his wife and children and maybe other relatives are still there?
Yes, we are still remaining in Indonesia, but his family are not politically active. He's the only one. So I do not know, you know, how it works over there, but I guess the government or the political that are against them are not harming his family.
Was that sort of an indication that maybe if he went back and led a normal life, if there is such a thing, maybe they'd leave him alone too?
Well, actually, I have some news from Mr. Torangan, because he has been administratively removed to Indonesia, and Mr. Torangan is actually right now in Indonesia. From the contacts I have, they told me that when he was sent to the airport in Indonesia, he has to call a friend that knows the government to let him out of the airport, so the police officer over there will not harm him, because likely they might put him in jail, and you know, we don't know what can happen there. So luckily for him, he has a friend. I do not know who is this friend, but this friend came over to the airport and let him out.
So his friend is paying for protection, I guess, is what you said before, huh?
Yes. I believe in these circumstances, Mr. Torangan did not pay the police officer because he didn't have any money when he arrived there. But his friend is likely. I'm sorry.
You're in your rebuttal time, counsel.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Ms. Tai. Mr. Newkirk.
May it please the Court, my name is Gary Newkirk. I'm the representative for the Attorney General in this case. Mr. Torangan has been admitted to the United States on three separate occasions. As the Court's acknowledged, he has returned voluntarily on those two prior occasions. And his family has lived in the same place, in the same house, since 1997, they have never left Indonesia. His mother resides there, his wife resides there, and his two young children still remain there. And it wasn't
what about his party membership?
His party membership is an issue that the government raised in its brief that wasn't exactly presented to the board. And so to the extent that he's now arguing...
Not exactly presented to the board.
It wasn't discussed in his brief to the board at all. And in closing, he is clearly talking about his religious asylum claim. And that would be found on page 15 of the administrative record. That would be his brief to the board. So to the extent that the political claim has not been raised to the board, it's not exhausted before the agency. Mm-hmm. And it also, as the court acknowledged, I believe Judge Mannion acknowledged that he did wait until his third arrival in the United States to file an asylum claim. And once he did, he was provided a full and fair opportunity to press his claim before an asylum officer, an immigration judge, and the board. And essentially, the petitioner's claim is deficient primarily because he fails to establish that the government of Indonesia is either unwilling or unable to protect Christian citizens in their country. A couple of points I'd like to address, though, that arose in counsel's opening argument. As far as I'm aware, there's really no evidence in this record of any sort of corruption or any need to pay government officials for protection. And, of course, anything that has happened to Mr. Turangan. The government, if the panel doesn't have any additional questions.
That's a good position.
Thank you, sir.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Newkirk. Ms. Tai, how much time does she have? 1 minute? Do you have anything further, Ms. Tai?
The administrative report has Mr. Turangan's testimony during his hearing before the immigration court. And during his testimony, he did acknowledge corruption, and he did acknowledge his membership to the PDI.
Okay, well, thank you very much to both counsel. Next case.